Please stand if you are able for the gospel.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. Here is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease.
Gospel according to Matthew, the 21st chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage and the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord has need of them,' and he will immediately send them. This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, 'Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you humble, mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" Disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them, and they brought the donkey and colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road. Others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowd that went ahead of him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus of Nazareth in Galilee." And then Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who were selling and buying in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you are making it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he cured them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the amazing things that he did and heard the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they became angry and said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouths of infants and nursing babes, you have prepared praise for yourself?'" He left them, went out of the city to Bethany, and spent the night there. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite you to be seated. I invite our youngins forward one more time.
Marching in the light of God, we are marching in the light of God.
What a great song for today.
We are marching in the light of God, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching, marching, we are marching, oh, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching,
welcome up, bring your palms if you like.
We are marching in the light of God.
Awesome. That is a great song for today, isn't it? We made our procession from the activity center, just like we were coming into Jerusalem, singing, shouting, "Hosanna." It is a day of days. It is the day Jesus comes to Jerusalem, and the crowds greet him, and he's welcomed in this particular way. We're going to talk a lot about that today. But first of all, we want to talk about what's going on in town that day. It is exciting. It is filled with people. And they're waving palm branches. It's green like spring. It's a time of new birth. It's a season of celebration. And Jesus comes right into the midst of it. He comes right into this celebratory time. And he begins to teach in the city. And he begins to share the goodness of God, stories about God's love and grace, stories about God's deliverance, and forgiveness. And this celebration day is something that the people hope will never end. This is a day, let's just keep doing this. Let's just make it one long celebration. And yet, we know that even as Jesus has come into town at this special time, something is going to go wrong during the course of this week. Something is going to change this day of festivity into a day of great sadness. And yet, even there, God is present with us. We will see how in the course of this week, the palm branches that we wave this day will be transformed over the course of time into a cross, into a symbol for all of us of both what is good and what is bad. Our palm fronds that we wave become the cross of Jesus' crucifixion later on in this week. So we're going to make this journey together. We're all going to go. We're not going to leave anybody behind. Nobody gets left out. We're going to make this journey through the course of our week. We're going to gather again on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. We're going to gather for Maundy Thursday. We're going to gather for the Last Supper with Jesus. And we're going to gather on Good Friday at 7 o'clock. We're going to gather at the foot of his cross. And on that night, we will remember that Jesus was crucified that we might have life. And then we're going to gather on a day of days that's coming a week from today. But we'll get there. That celebration will come. For now, we wave our palm branches, even though we know that over the course of this week, they will become crosses. Amen? Amen. If you'd like to figure out how to make